I do intend on making these podcast episodes longer. That is my overall goal. I keep waiting until the very last day, the very last minute, to actually record them. And I just need to stop doing that. I have a lot to talk about in these episodes, but I've just been leaving it to the last minute. The last episode that I put together, it actually was a day late. I recorded it and released it on Monday rather than sometime over the weekend and then releasing it on Sunday. By the way, if you hear any background noise, it's just the neighbors, that's all. You might hear some, like, footsteps and stuff, that's all. I arrived to a very interesting insight recently, and I wanted to take the time to explore that in this episode. I'm, like, exceedingly tired right now because I've just been working like crazy lately, and, I'm in a kind of interesting state right now. And when I say that, I mean specifically just, like, feeling state. Like, I'm totally exhausted, but I'm totally ready to present this episode. Again, it is likely that there will be background noise. Trying to keep it as quiet as possible. But anyway, on the subject of fear equaling respect. Anyone here ever heard somebody say that you need to get people to fear you in order to be respected? Well, it's very fascinating because I have heard this before. I've heard this said, and I think that it's bullshit. I really do. Respect doesn't come with fear. Appeasing comes with fear. Respect comes from safety, love, understanding, vulnerability, intimacy, a real relationship with another human, in a very naked way, both metaphorically and physically. Metaphorically meaning mentally and emotionally, and physically obviously meaning physically, but the very interesting thing about this whole dynamic of, you know, fear equaling respect, I mean, the way that I think about it, I would never respect somebody that I fear. I would never want anything to do with somebody that I fear, right? And that's a really fascinating thing to realize, especially on my journey of healing, right? Because I think that there were ways in which I previously thought that I was respecting somebody that I feared, when really I was, like, acting like, I don't know, a whimpering dog around them, right? And the fascinating thing is that respect literally couldn't come with fear for a specific reason, though. Fear is one of the lowest energetic vibrations out there. It's one of the lowest energetic vibrational emotions out there. It's down there with guilt, it's down there with shame. Respect is high, like love, because it requires a very specific dynamic, a dynamic of safety, of, you know, all of that stuff. Right? So, respect actually doesn't come with fear. Something like appeasing and people-pleasing and codependency, that's what comes with fear. But that's not the absolute best qualities of a human, right? When a human is in a relationship, whether platonic or romantic, with another human, and that person respects that other human, they respect them because they feel totally safe with them. So, I've been thinking about this for the past couple days, and I just realized, yeah, no, respect does not come with fear. They're not on the same level, right? One is way lower, which is fear, and one is way higher, which is love. Which is respect, which is also, like, simultaneously love, right? And I love that. I really do. I love that as I heal, I see things differently. And really what I'm doing is I talk through this whole matter of, you know, fear and respect not being in the same category. I'm just discovering a dissolving away of perceptions, a melting away of perceptions. I am literally questioning the shit out of everything. And it's so exciting and fascinating because it's highly likely that a majority of everything we've learned growing up is actually completely bullshit. Like, it's wild. I'm not even scared of it. I'm fascinated by how much noise has been created and how many belief systems and belief structures we've been fed. It's all bullshit. It really is. It's fucking absurd. It's stupid. It is. Healing is really all about unlearning, right? Because previously we learned things about life and about ourselves that weren't true. We learned to adopt belief systems and ideas about different things, and now we're realizing that it's actually not true. And that's okay, but it's fascinating. It's so fascinating because, you know, if things aren't questioned, they'll be accepted. And if they are accepted without being questioned and they are lived out and nothing is done about that and people do things that don't make sense, who wants that? Who wants to do things that don't make sense? Not I, says Chris. Not I, that's for sure. I don't. I've done far too many things that haven't made sense. I don't want to do any more things that don't make sense, right? So I don't want to respect somebody or believe that I'm respecting somebody that I fear when I'm actually not respecting them. And instead, I'm acting like a fucking dog with its tail between its legs, terrified, right? Appeasing, people-pleasing, codependent, whimpering. That's not safety. That's not respect. Again, respect doesn't come from negative qualities. Fear is a negative quality. I mean, I don't really like to look at things in black or white, right? As like good or bad or right or wrong, all or nothing. But I do like to look at things for what they are. And the way that I feel when I'm in a state of fear, I don't feel safe. Now, the way that I feel when I respect somebody is safe. Right? So there's the difference there. When I fear somebody, I don't feel safe with them. But when I respect them, I feel safe with them. Right? So that contrast of difference is what's so fascinating here about all of this. And that's actually what changes the entire dynamic of everything, right? Looking at things entirely for what they are, behind the smoke and mirrors, behind all the fluff and all the fucking noise, you know? One of the most fascinating things that I've been learning lately is relationships. I think that I've realized that in regards to relationships, there's a lot of noise around a lot of things. I think it's fascinating that we idealize people. I think it's fascinating that we put people on pedestals. I think it's fascinating that we just overdo it. I think that we do overdo it. And does that mean that relationships actually aren't as interesting without that extra fluff and noise that we create around them? Does that mean that people are actually not as interesting without that fluff and that noise that we create around them? I don't know. I don't know. I think that there might be something there, though, you know? You know, we go out into the world expecting the world to be a certain way and then getting pissed off when it's not. Like, what the fuck is that? You know? It's not a productive way of living, because if you go out into the world thinking that the world is this incredible place and it's not, then what? Then what? Now, I'm not to say that, I'm not trying to say the world is not an incredible place. I think it is. I think it is. I'm not saying that people aren't incredible. I think they are, right? But I think it's also strange that we have learned to idealize people and put people on pedestals. No. Just take that away. People are just people. People are great and people suck. It's just the reality of it, you know? There's no fluff that needs to be there. There really isn't. And so that's super nice and it's super fun. Thank you all for stopping in. Take care.